Module 8, General Office Safety and Reporting. It is important not to overlook the importance of safety in the office setting. A large number of accidents occur in the seemingly safe office environment. While it is important to try and prevent accidents in the office, it is equally important to be prepared in the event that accidents occur. Planning and reporting are essential to risk management. Preparation will help create a safe working environment. Accident reports. Accidents are inevitable in every workplace and they need to be reported immediately or within 24 hours of the accident. Make sure that all accidents are reported, even if the employee does not believe that they are injured. It is possible for injuries to become apparent after the initial accident. Accident reports must follow local guidelines. Regardless of the local regulations, the report must include why the report is being filed and how the incident occurred. The accident report is essential if the employee needs workers' compensation or develops medical work restrictions. There are three different sections of the accident report: employee, supervisor, medical provider. The employee and supervisor must complete their portions of the report, regardless of whether medical treatment is sought. In the event that an employee requires medical treatment, the provider must fill out the accident report. A doctor's note should be provided along with a completed accident report. Accident response plans. Accident response plans are put in place to help prevent accidents from happening again. An accident report requires an investigation. The result of an investigation will provide information to improve the safety of the work environment. When creating an accident response plan, it is essential that everything that needs to be done in the event of an accident is outlined. Plan elements. Establish the chain of command. Determine procedures for different levels of accidents, from minor to catastrophic. Collect evidence or information, including witness statements, reports, and photographs. Make sure that the scene of the accident is secure. Analyze the evidence and draft a report explaining the incident. The report will be used to determine the exact cause and which changes are necessary to prevent repeat occurrences. Emergency Action Plan. Every office building requires an Emergency Action Plan. Emergency action plans are implemented in case of an emergency, such as a fire or major machine malfunction. Emergency action plans need to be written and accessible to employees. In small groups, under 10, the action plan may be communicated to employees verbally. What to include in an emergency action plan? Procedures to report emergency, evacuation procedures, critical employee procedures, accounting for employees after evacuation, rescue and medical procedures, title of the employee who informs others of their duties in the plan. Each employee must be trained to evacuate and assist other employees. The employer must review the action plan with employees when they are hired, when there are changes, when the employee roles change. Training and education. Everyone in the office needs to be educated about safety risks and trained to avoid them. The education and training needs to begin with new hires. Make all risks that employees face in the office clear from the beginning and add new training programs when new risks are identified. The needs of the organization will determine which safety topics require further training. There are, however, typical safety topics that most office employees need to know about. Typical safety topics for training: electrical safety, housekeeping, falls, awareness, ergonomics, fire safety. Case study. Sharon worked in a safe office environment that was free of incidents and injuries, which is why she was surprised when a box fell off of a shelf in the supply closet and on her shoulder. Her manager panicked and made her sit down for a few minutes. Sharon decided that she suffered no serious damage because there was only a small bruise on her shoulder, but it hardly hurt. Her manager asked if they needed to bother with an accident report. Sharon decided that a report was not necessary. 2 days later, Sharon woke up to discover that she had trouble moving her shoulder and neck. The doctor told her that she had whiplash and needed treatment.